Chapter 12. Millie's Letter. Densher sent a note to Kate, saying that he needed to see her urgently that afternoon. At 4 o'clock, he arrived at Marion's house. Kate was waiting for him alone in the living room. The room was dark, but there was a small fire burning. It was very strange for Densher to see Kate in a shabby room with ugly furniture. He had only ever seen her in Mrs. Lauder's house, or in Kensington Gardens, or in beautiful rooms in Venice. Even his own cheap lodgings in Venice had looked more comfortable than Marion's house. "I saw your aunt at Sir Luke Strett's house this morning," he said. "She told me she received a telegram last night from Mrs. Stringham, saying that Millie had died. Sir Luke has gone to Venice and won't be back until tomorrow morning."
"Oh," said Kate. "Do you want to go to Venice to help Mrs. Stringham?"
"No," said Densher. "Mrs. Stringham can manage everything very well. Eugenio is there too, so he'll help her." Then he said, "I came to tell you about something that happened yesterday. I couldn't sleep last night because I was thinking about what to do. But now I've decided." Densher walked over to the window and looked out onto the narrow, dirty street. Then he turned and faced Kate. "Yesterday, when I came home from work," he said, "I found a letter on my table. I've brought it to show you. But first, I want to ask you a question. Lord Mark told Millie that you and I were secretly engaged. After that, she lost her reason for living. But nobody except you and I knew that we were engaged. So how did Lord Mark find out?" "Are you accusing me of telling him our secret?" Kate looked at him coldly. "I'm just trying to understand what happened," replied Densher. "And why was Lord Mark with your aunt this morning?" Kate looked surprised. "Didn't she tell you? He came to London on business, and he's staying with her at Lancaster Gate. I thought he went home yesterday, but perhaps he didn't want to leave her alone at Christmas."
"I see," said Densher. "Did you come here because Lord Mark was at Lancaster Gate?"
"Yes," said Kate. "I didn't want to see him, but I came to help Marion too."
Kate and Densher were standing very close now. Densher kissed Kate on the cheek. Then Kate said,
"Lord Mark came to see me while you were in Venice. He asked me to marry him, but I said no. He kept asking me the reason."
"Did you know that he would then go to Venice to see Millie?" asked Densher.
"No, of course not," said Kate. "But I don't feel very good about it. Please, don't ask me any more."
"Certainly," said Densher. But he was not sure that Kate was telling the truth. A moment later, he said, "But Lord Mark saw something. He guessed the truth about us."
"Yes, but when Lord Mark told Millie about us," said Kate, "she didn't believe him. She said you loved her. She convinced Lord Mark that he'd made a mistake. He came back to England and told Aunt Maud. That's why Aunt Maud is being so nice to you now, because she's convinced that you really did love Millie, not me."
But in her heart, Millie did believe Lord Mark, thought Densher. That's why she didn't want to live and turned her face to the wall. Densher took out a letter and held it out to Kate. She saw Millie's beautiful writing on the envelope.
Millie wrote this to me after Lord Mark's visit, he said.
But you haven't opened it, said Kate.
No, said Densher. I want you to open it. He handed it to her, but Kate did not take it.
It's for you, not me, she said.
I think you already know what it says. Yes, said Densher. It arrived yesterday, just before Christmas. I think Millie wanted it to be a Christmas present for me. But I brought it to you, because I love you. So please open it. I can guess what Millie wrote, said Kate. She said that she was going to leave you her money.
Oh, said Densher, feeling shocked. Did she tell you?
Never, replied Kate. If I take the letter, can I do what I like with it?
Yes, of course, said Densher. Kate took the letter and threw it onto the fire. Densher tried to stop her, but it was too late.
Don't worry, said Kate. The letter isn't important. Millie's lawyers in New York will write you another one soon.
During the next 2 months, Kate and Densher did not meet very often. Kate was still staying with Marion and her children, although she sometimes went back to Lancaster Gate to see her aunt. Densher visited Mrs. Lauder too, and she was always happy to see him. Densher was hoping that Susan Stringham would visit Mrs. Lauder on her way back to America, but she decided to take a direct ship from Italy to New York. However, Densher wrote to Mrs. Stringham after Millie's death and received 4 letters back from her. Kate never asked if Mrs. Stringham had written to him, and he did not say anything to her. There were some things that he wanted to keep secret from Kate. One day, Densher received a letter from a lawyer in New York. He did not open it, but sent it straight to Kate with a note. The same afternoon, Kate came to his lodgings and brought the letter with her. When she put it down on the table, Densher saw that she had opened it. "I'm sorry that you opened the letter," he said. "I was hoping to send it back to New York without opening it."
"But you didn't tell me that," said Kate.
"No," said Densher. "I was waiting to see what you would do. I'm not interested in the letter. I was hoping that you would feel the same way."
"It says that Millie has left you a lot of money," said Kate. "But I suppose that you don't want it."
"That's right," said Densher. "I don't want it."
"It's a very large amount," said Kate.
"I'm not surprised about that," said Densher. Kate was very disappointed in Densher, and she could not understand him.
Everything that Kate had planned, everything that she had waited for, had happened. Densher was going to be very rich, and they could get married at last.
Suddenly, she had a terrible thought.
"You're still in love with Millie," she said. "That's why you don't want to take the money."
"No," said Densher. "I've never been in love with Millie." But Kate had finally realised the truth.
"You weren't in love with her when she was alive," she said. "But the last time you went to see her, everything changed. That's when you fell in love with her."
"Millie was a wonderful person," said Densher. "She found out that you and I, her best friends, had deceived her. We did a terrible thing to her. But she forgave us.
She didn't even ask me if it was true that we were engaged. She wanted us to be happy together, and she never thought about herself. I used to call Millie a dove because she was so innocent, said Kate. But now this dove has opened its wings and covered us with them. I want to marry you very much, but I don't want to keep Millie's money, said Densher. However, if you don't marry me, don't worry. You won't lose anything. I'll give all the money to you anyway.
So I have to choose between my love for you and the money, said Kate.
I understand. But if I choose to marry you without the money, you must promise me something.
What's that? Asked Densher.
That you're not in love with Millie's memory, said Kate.
Densher was silent for a while. Then at last he said, I'm sorry, Kate. I can't promise you that.
But I'd marry you immediately if we could be the same as before.
But Kate was already turning towards the door. She realized too late that her plan had gone badly wrong. She had succeeded in getting Millie's money, but she had lost the man she loved forever. We can never be the same as before, she said.
Penguin Readers, The Wings of the Dove, Henry James, Level 5, adapted by Anne Collins, illustrated by Eva Byrne, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Jenny Bryce, copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2023.